condition. Agreement on the part of the end of the North Vietnamese that 60 days from the time an agreement is signed, all POWs are returned. And the North Vietnamese have pulled back from that condition. And the President will not settle, will never settle, unless he has that absolute assurance. Social Center. but we're just simply saying we're going to spread it. And say, now, gentlemen, that's where you want to be. The wire services will always cover. And because that means that everybody gets a shot. But as far as the specials are concerned, and this is true of all pools on airplanes, pools that can't, wherever they want to go, pools out to the Walker's Key, or wherever it is. In this case, the president says, we are going to go down the line, and we'll get back to the Washington papers. After we have gone through the list of 300 others that haven't been in on these because of this discrimination against. Just say, the president is trying to end discrimination. He said that he wants to end discrimination against the non-Washington papers, publications, and media. There's been discrimination against them because the Washington people are here. And we've got to remember, it's one country now. These are not Washington stories. They're American stories. I'm not the show. I take the offensive again. Keep the story going. People are going to like it. Do they so? They will. Our people do. Well, our people have to have something to love.
Well, sure. People out in the country think it's great you're keeping the
white house. No, papers are in. No, actually, here in the White House, we've got to realize that this drive up the wall, except what you can, mostly with press types. I don't think Clausen bothers him.
Oh, he's for it.
Clausen,
I had him in, and Ken said,
he'd like to destroy the West.
I said, now, Ken, I want to go over this with you. You were reported for the Post. Now, let me get you a real frank opinion. He said, I agree with this. You're not going hard enough. No, he agreed. Ken's on board. He's a solid guy. He really is.
Well, the point is, the play is so it's smart and so forth. The other thing is that, too, he didn't play them all that way. Incidentally, the paleo question told him he didn't know that he had not contributed or he didn't know.
I told him I didn't know that he had not contributed.
Oh, you told him you knew he had not?
Wonder,
I've got to have lunch with Cardinal Runoff.
I will. And we said, gee, thank you a lot. And what can we do to help you get settled in Washington? And the guy got over there, and 16 lackeys started licking his hand and took him into camp in about an hour and a half, and we never saw him again. I mean, that's... So, sure, Nixon appointees, they're Republicans. They're good people. But we lost them.
And Jack is Kirkpatrick from Philadelphia. He had all the credentials of our association, yeah. British Republicans.
Your
mainline Philadelphia. Now, we appointed
an utter disaster.
And those are the kind of guys that we're not putting in this time. I had a talk with Flanagan today about an appointee, prospective appointee, in exactly that category. And I was ecstatic because Pete said, no, we'll kill him. He had come down once with the lawyers from New York on the AI war group. And and I talked to Pete, and Pete said, well, that's the end.
Listen to all.
right into his monitor, and I've done it with him, and I know it's a, but he's obsessed with it. He loves it. I mean, it's a, it's, some people like women, he likes to listen to phone conversations.
Johnson. but they haven't. I expected after the election that they would, all the theories that they would start to spin about how this was fluke and this was, and they haven't done it. They have not detracted from it.
It was more overwhelming. It was as overwhelming as we realized, but we have never believed that anybody else would believe it.
Yeah, but now that they do. But they do believe it. And the people that came through last week, so many of them would say, well, you know, isn't it just a thrill? Isn't one of
we made a strategic mistake, and for the short term, we're not going to thank you. I think we may have made a strategic. Well, first of all, not just a thank you trip, but a little victory celebration. Instead of going right to work, instead of settling down, you know, moving on to changes, but you would have never gotten the changes.
If you'd done that, everything would have settled in for the long haul. The changes are going to be worth more. People need to celebrate. You know, I had that feeling, and I had it deep in my ears, gut, because I know they had won, they worked hard, and despite all that dynamic, you'd have had a hell of a victory celebration around this country. And it'd been rather good for the country. The country needs to stand up and cheer. They really need to, but I think they stole it, even though
they did.
We didn't have any other chance to, except I always refer to New York, that was in Florida.
But the point is, kind of made the point, and I said, God damn it, you people are, it's so typical of you. You win the goddamn election by the biggest thing in history, and then what do? Instead of going out and getting drunk and shooting rockets in the air, you sit down with your goddamn black books and start working twice as hard as you were before.
I think it's machine obviously, so they must have done something like that.
I'm speaking out of what we did since to keep, you know, we got to remember politics is a game of spirit as much as it is with all these goddamn papers we get out.
That's right.
We're great on the papers and we're very poor on the spirit.
Yeah.
That's our problem.
We're not as poor on the spirit, given the odds we're against us.
You don't think so?
Man. No, sir.
That's sure. But I thought this was one part where we really did have a chance to pick up a little spirit. Well, we all thought so. We all knew we couldn't.
Where are you talking about the spirit? If you're talking about it up in the people in the country, they had a right to cheer them.
They did. You traveling around the country wouldn't have done anything wrong.
Not about that.
Because you wouldn't have had some
great celebrations.
Yeah. That wouldn't have mattered much. Nobody would have seen it. Nobody would have seen it. It would have been another campaign round.
Maybe so.
The inaugural would be a victory celebration.
Maybe we should have had it. That's when you'll get a lot of it. And people still view it as very. That was one of the things.
Well, I must say one thing. We did go to work the coffee hard and fast. We could have been around here celebrate. But we had a little problem with celebration with all the people that were going to leave. We couldn't come in. I had to go in and tell the cabinet why I stopped when I showed up, which was absolutely essential.
See, you could have gone the other way. You could have come in here. We could have all jumped up and cheered and said, this was a great thing. I said, you've all done an outstanding job, and I want you to get a good vacation, well-earned rest for a couple of weeks, and then we'll come back and
go back to the new term.
Plan for the new term. If you had done that, we would have had a hell of a time jarring anything loose. It's
hard
even now. And
plus,
you know, we haven't succeeded in some cases.
Plus the fact, Mr. President, that wouldn't have raised much of the layers, much beyond this room. That would not have raised it much.
That's right.
This room.
It would have made a difference in your own feeling of celebrating
some of the people around here, obviously.
We've got to drive this change of personnel through, but we should do some letting up at some point. There should be some, like the inaugural. It ought to be a
fun
gauge on
it. Yeah, right. It's fun. Turn people loose a little. Not
be
more
festivity and all that.
It won't take much to create it.
No,
it's
just a matter of
putting
it
up.
I suppose that one was a small error that was made, which we could have made, was election night. You know, we decided on that low key thing here at the desk and go over to that scroungy hotel and everybody standing around and just go in and give them away and talk and then leave. And you really probably ought to stay around there. Like we did at the convention. Just shake hands for about 1,000 people.
That would have made about a 3.25% difference to about 3,000 people. who were so excited at that point, should making any difference to them would have been.
And they had a good time.
Utterly
sure. I was up there for a while. That atmosphere was great. It was to hell.
Anyway, there was no feeling. And you talk to the kids. Christ, they were ecstatic. They think it's great. This thing, you having the kids over to the White House, the things you've done are the right things to have done. You just set the right signals. The Colson reception business, right. This monkey business, and this has jarred the press too. And it's, they don't know what the hell to make out of all this stuff.
They haven't given us the credit they should for it.
They're starting to. They have.
Yeah, there's been some.
And it's surprised them. And it's
a trigger of sale.
In your own way, you've done the Andrew Jackson thing. You've gotten the muddy boots in.
Don't even know it, and people come out, and they kind of, in a way,
similar experience with my son when I was talking to him about coming into the White House. Well, anyway,
we do the best we can to keep it going.
They love that stuff. They don't want anybody to forget it. They build that up. And when we were in Warsaw,
have clients of all these people. All right, we got the client list of the bad firms. That ever occurred to you?
Some of the business don't put up the client list.
All right. But I know who's right, so whatever they are, you know what we need them. So we either got to have a shit list as far as those clients are concerned. I've got that one, if they come in, then we'll know. We'll just know, because I have to play a problem. And I do it for the reason that that's the only way we're going to be able to establish it. And also for the reason that, goddamn it, they played a problem with us. They played a problem with Maury Stans. Poor bastard.
It's been interesting, Mr. President, for people who have contacted me since it was announced that it's leaving, that these are, they hope they can throw it long. They can keep on having Lloyd Cutler, but they can, like Paley yesterday.
Are you here?
Lloyd Cutler represents, Wilma Cutler Pickering represents CBS. And all
Cutler is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and that's
all,
great.
All he was doing yesterday was, Paley was doing, was hoping he could buy me off with a retainer. I'm not interested. I bet there's several reasons.
Telegrams and everything else, because then you have your total input electronically.
to screw around with. No, it's archaic when you think about it, that they still sit down and take a great big roll of paper and print all this stuff on it and fold it up into a big wad and then give it to some kid who gets on a bicycle and rides all over the streets at 5 o'clock in the morning throwing it on people's doorsteps who then go out and get it when they could channel all that stuff. But the first place, you get it to your home in your newspaper, about 10% stuff you want, 90% stuff you don't want. But you can't select. You get the whole goddamn thing.
Cable changes
that, because you can read the newspaper on the television, and then you can punch up the sports section.
I'm pretty sure that gets into Mark DeRosa. I don't know whether Rose here today. I said Mark sent her a letter, and you should get one. I call that senator.
I see what you're meaning, but it's all going to change. It has to change, all this stuff can be transmitted electronically. There's no reason to do it physically anymore, except to break through the convention barriers now.
What's going to be done with Conway? He gets back after Christmas and so forth.
He'll be back tomorrow.
Conway Bob has got to make up his mind about things, in my opinion. I don't see, he may figure that he can just wait it out. I think that's what his tendency is to do.
It was, sure. But he changed it. Yes.
Oh no, he should not wait. He should, clearly he should make his move. And I think some other people could follow him. I think some other people would follow him. But he's got to go right away if he's going to be read out by others who the vice president's moving very effectively. Unless I told John. He loaded up his airplane for the space shuttle with just the right kind of people. Good feet, friends. He's moving very, very effectively. Conway wants a shot at it. He's got to get himself positioned. I thought that in the last conversation I had with him, I thought he sounded very amiable.
The thing is, he's got to get in it, and then, frankly, Bob, there's got to be a move made for him. We can do that, but you can't beat something with nothing.
No. It was a mere move by Conway would cause people to.
Yeah, we'll do it.
To sit back. Then
we can send some signals. That's no problem. There, we've already had them. But I think you're right. I think he's got to move. I don't think he can sit back. If he's playing a double game, he may find himself up the grip with no paddle on either side.
Well, he knows he's got no paddle on either side. He told me that quite indeed.
Yeah, he told me that too, but it was amazing how much he knew about exactly what was happening in that Strauss operation.
Yeah. You think he really wanted to help Strauss?
I don't know. He was sure when I called him that day when we got the news report,
I think Conway is
that Mrs. Westley is
Conway always keeps his options open, and I think he may have been in the Strauss operation. Could have been. But the Democratic Party cannot nominate a man that does not support McGovern. He cannot do it. Because.
And he's got to be smart enough to know that. Except, the smartest politicians become dumb when they're concerned themselves. They just don't. They think they're the exception. Has a problem. He doesn't have a good political guy with him.
He has a couple, but he doesn't know how to use them. And, I think Christian may be.
But he's with Conway.
No, with Conway, see.
Well, Christian's, in my view, is too concerned with his own ambition. And you can't have a guy who's interested in himself or something. No, I think he wants Conley to get in because he wants to be there when he gets in. But he's too concerned about where he's going to get, and instead of getting Conley there.
Conley is in such a magnificent position to do it, though.
Oh, hell yes.
If the moment he was the first call, he will get the Republicans. I mean, God damn it. I mean, we can damn near guarantee the nomination. Don't you think so? If he moves.
takes that sort of fatalistic thing. You know, if the presidency comes, fine, but if I have to anchor for it, I ain't going to do it.
Yeah.